Thank you and good afternoon. This afternoon, Redwood Drive in Southern Humboldt was open after being closed yesterday as employees from Pacific Gas and Electric and the County Public Works Department were working on the roadways. Yesterday morning, weather caused a tree to collapse on Redwood Drive between Redway and Dean Creek, taking down a power line and two power poles in the process. This left both Whitethorn and Redway Elementary School and 1,800 people without power until yesterday evening. Redway Drive was still closed off this morning due to problems repairing one of the power poles that was damaged, but now the roadway has been reopened. Thursday afternoon, the Eureka Police Department's POP unit conducted a search at a residence in the 100 block of Boyle Drive. There were signs of drug activity in the residence as authorities located heroin, scales, loaded syringes, and an infant male left unattended in the upstairs part of the residence. Two people were reportedly seen fleeing the residence as detectives arrived at the scene. Child Welfare Services took custody of the child. The investigation into this matter is still ongoing. Thursday morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to a call from a man in Wichpeck, in which the caller claimed that he had four suspected robbers held at gunpoint near a residence on Lake Prairie Road. When deputies arrived at the scene, they learned from a caretaker that all four suspects claimed to have had permission from the property owner to take a vehicle from the property, but when the caretaker returned back to the residence Wednesday evening, he saw items from the property inside two unknown vehicles. A relative of the property owner was called and arrived around 1:30 in the morning on Thursday and confronted the suspects as they were trying to leave the area. The relative shot out the tires on both of the vehicles with a firearm and then held the suspects at gunpoint. Daniel Pack, Katrina Enong, Sally Ferris, and Don Colgrove, all from the Hoopa area, were arrested and booked for burglary. The 34th annual Humboldt Artisans Craft and Music Festival takes place over the next 3 days, and we know a way you can get through the gates without paying an admission fee. You can gain free admission if you bring a gift for the Humboldt Bay Fire Department's Christmas Toy Drive, which will run for the next 3 weeks. The festival will run today through Sunday, and it will feature hundreds of craft booths and live entertainment. The Boys and Girls Club in Eureka has received an early Christmas gift in the form of jewelry, specifically an 18-karat diamond bracelet and a 14-karat white gold diamond band that will be auctioned off, with the proceeds going to the club. Director Liz Smith has stated that the donation of the jewelry will help make the holidays shine brighter and help provide better opportunities for local youth. The National Weather Service in Eureka issued a coastal flood advisory, which will start Saturday morning and will be in effect until the afternoon. High tides that are expected to peak over 9 feet will cause minor flooding in low-lying areas along the Redwood Coast and possibly roadways in King Salmon and the Arcata Bottoms. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Tuesday's supervisor meeting saw the approval of the consolidation of the coroner's office with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. 58 other counties in California have already adopted this method as well. Newly promoted Lieutenant Dennis Young was on Talk Shop and talked about what his role is going to be now that the consolidation has been made official.
I'm starting out at ground zero with this assignment. I was fortunate enough to have a meeting with the current coroner, Dave Paris, this morning, and I gained a lot of insight and a lot of knowledge from that meeting that I had with him. And as I said, Sergeant Brian Quinnell, he and I are working as a team to make this transition as smooth as possible.
Young recognizes that the process will be long, but he explained the process of how this new development will work.
The short time I've been looking at this situation, I do realize that it's kind of a two-prong attack. You have the deputy coroners who go out and do the death investigations, collect the evidence, go out into the field, and then you have the public administrator who deals with all the paperwork, the probates, the issues along that line.
The plan for consolidation was recommended by Coroner Dave Paris after he announced his retirement, which will take effect in January of 2015. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.